You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming. Come and join us every Wednesday morning at 10 a.m. for Tune In to Hunterdon here on HuntertonChamberRadio.com, where Chamber President Chris Phelan and Richard G. will bring you all the latest news of what's happening here at the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, and more importantly, what's happening here in Hunterdon County. That's every Wednesday morning at 10 a.m. here on HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
All right, welcome to Parenting Matters, the division of talented people here on Hunterdon Chamber Radio. We are streaming live across the nation, and I am so excited about our guest this afternoon from 4 to 4:30-ish. His name is Todd, and I'm going to give you a little bit of description about him in a second, but I want to let you know about the weather, which is totally appropriate for our guest today, because if you happen to be listening into the tri-state area, New Jersey, Central, I'm going to give you the weather. We're just exiting our blizzard, and we're going to talk about what a property adjustment corporation or company person does, because I've learned that a lot of you don't even know that these services exist. And so we're going to bring it to you live here on the air just about a minute from now. So for now, if you happen to be in the area, I want to give you a quick update on the weather forecast this afternoon. Mostly sunny with a high of 39. Tonight, mostly clear with a low about 20. Sunny all day on Thursday with a high of 38, and then mostly cloudy with a low of 25 on Thursday night. Partly sunny with a high of 39 on Friday, partly cloudy with a low about 18 on Friday night. Saturday, partly sunny all day with a high of 37 and then a low around 28, a little cloudy. Partly sunny on Sunday with a high of 46 and then a low of about 32 on Sunday night. So again, we're here on Talented People Radio, streaming from the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce radio stations in studio in Hunterdon County, New Jersey. And our guest is Todd Peterbaugh. Is that right, Todd?
Yep, Todd Peterbaugh.
Okay, great. Well, thank you so much for calling in today. I want to let everybody know a little bit about you. Todd actually works for a company. He works for Property Adjustment Corporation, which is in the Doylestown, Pennsylvania area. He's licensed in both New Jersey and Pennsylvania, if you're listening, at least. We'll find out a little bit more in a minute. He's been adjusting property claims for over 30 years. He worked for Nationwide Insurance and was a large loss adjuster for them. He worked there for 14 years, and then he's bonded public adjuster for 16 years. And he's also, Pennsylvania and Delaware. He has his own company as well called Superior Adjustment Services, LLC, which basically focuses on appraisal, umpire work, which I'm going to learn about that with you, regarding property claims. So welcome to our show, Todd.
Thank you.
Again, it's just so nice to have you on. I was given a little bit of a teaser there, introduction to everybody out there listening a few minutes ago to let them know that, you know, a lot of times people don't even realize that your company and services exist. And I know yesterday when I was talking to you, you know, it's interesting that we were saying, you know, some of the older folks that may have used services, you know, like, you know, every other chance they had, you know, they may have sold their houses, exited New Jersey, whatever is going on. And then the younger guys, the 20-year-olds, they don't own houses. So today we're talking to our listeners out there, both who are young and old, who have family and friends who have homes, and also those that have homes that just did not realize what a public adjuster is or does. So let's start with I want to ask you, what do public adjusters do?
Well, basically, a public adjuster is going to handle your property claim from the beginning to the end. If you have some type of problem at your home or business that, you know, requires you or compels you to call your insurance company, that's when you call us. you know, we'll come out, take a, you know, it's always a free of charge, but we'll come out and take a look at what you have going on, review your policy, and see if you have a legitimate claim or even if it's covered. And then if we think we can provide value, then we will. Then we'll, you know, we'll sign you up and then handle your claim from looking at it, writing the estimate, notifying the insurance company, meeting their adjuster out there as many times as required, and just concluding it to the very end. You know, whether that's, you know, processing the check and you know, just handling it.
Well, like, I mean, honestly, I want everyone out there to kind of get an idea, like, okay, so say something happens, like as an example, the snowstorm came through and someone has an issue, like, what is an ice dam, just to use as an example?
Okay. An ice dam is when you have, if you get, you know, a lot of snow on a roof, and it's so cold that it's not going anywhere, and then the heat from your house or business is, you know, warming from the bottom, the snow and ice has nowhere to go other than into your house. And it doesn't necessarily mean that the roof is done wrong or the flashing wasn't done right. It's just a matter of when it sits up there for that long, it's going to, you know, find its way in. And that's typically covered by your average insurance company, although, you know, Farmers Next Gen policy that they just put out last year actually excludes that. So you could conceivably be paid for your roof leak, but your neighbor isn't. And we know, you know, we try and follow which companies do what and try and stay on top of the policies and changes that are, you know, ongoing all the time.
Well, that's something I want to talk about as well. Like, okay, as an example, I know this is, you know, this is myself, Jeannie Murphy here, Talented People, Parenting Matters, talking about this. But, okay, like TurboTax, as an example, was created by tax people who knew what they were doing, who decided to go out there and make, you know, Dynasty, which I'm the biggest fan of, because they knew the ins and outs. So, like, in your world, like, you even have mentioned here that you work for, like, Nationwide Insurance and so on. So a lot of the property adjusters actually have their really expert understanding of how it all works because they've been involved somehow over the years with the other side of the operation, meaning, you know, here we are, we're homeowners, we have an insurance policy, you've been there, other property adjusters out there have worked on the other side, they see how it works. So even to the simplest little error, as an example, where if I pick up the phone and call my insurance company, I could pretty much screw myself, excuse the language, correct?
Yeah. One example, which I think we discussed, was, I've had this happen many times over the years, someone will call their insurance company and say, my toilet backed up. And then someone's wherever is looking at, you know, exclusionary page and sees backup and just denies the claim.
Mm-hmm.
And the person just says, okay, I guess it's not covered. I'll replace my carpet myself and whatever. But if I call it in, I'm going to say your toilet overflowed, and then I'm handing you a check because an overflow is covered. A backup technically isn't. You know, a backup in insurance definition is water coming up through your system from your township or your city or wherever you're at. That technically wouldn't be covered, but an overflow from a blockage within your system is. And that's denied wrongly all the time.
Denied wrongly all the time. I mean, I'm totally, like, fascinated. Because, again, here's, like, and I mean, I know from talking to people over the last couple of years, that we had so many Sandy, we had FEMA, we had experts, we had professional builders. A lot of people came in and talked about this stuff. But we never really stopped and talked about a property adjuster company like you and a person that does what you do. People, like you said, okay, you mentioned that you can actually have a kind of like a consultation at no cost, right? Inspection or whatever?
Oh, absolutely. For the most part, all public adjusters, you know, they'll come out and look at your problem for free. And then in our case, you know, I don't just get involved unless I can really provide value.
Mm-hmm.
You know, for example, let's just say you spill paint on your carpet in your living room. Well, I can't really sprinkle any magic on that.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to get new carpet if you call your insurance company. I go beyond that. If I was looking at a claim like that, I wouldn't have you hire me, because I'm really not going to provide much more than getting you a new carpet, which you could probably do on your own.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There's always a chance where they may say, we don't want to do the living room, dining room, hall, and steps, but even that's pretty rare. They're generally going to pay the continuous carpet. So there's plenty of times where I won't get involved because you really don't truly need me. But I would, tell you, that if you do need me, we'll give you good service. And I'm always going to get more money than you on any claim. But it's all a matter of, are we really truly providing value? Because we really care at Property Adjustment Corp. As public adjusters, we want you to refer us to your friends and family and at least, be happy with our services.
Right. And I want everybody out there to know, in a way, it's kind of like, consulting an attorney. Like, basically, if you have an issue at hand and you go directly and you're just working with this and that, you could really kind of get yourself into a totally different scenario than if you just were to consult with an attorney, have a professional person manage it for you. And then, you know what that means. Usually it's worth it. So I'm going to tell a story, and then I'm going to hope that Todd can tell us one. For one, I have a friend who had a person that used to drive, down my street many, many times for years and years and years. And something happened with their property, and it was the first offer that they got was a check in the mail from their insurance company. And it was I guess there was a lot of tree damage. I'm not sure exactly what it was. I know there was kitchen repairs and so on. And the person was a little older. She was a woman. She was by herself. And so she just basically just assumed that when she called the insurance company and they sent her a check, that was good enough. And so basically that was that. And then about, I don't even know, maybe a month or two later, after the fact, she learned about a property adjustment company, and they went back and just completely redid all of it, even after it had been initially started, and she had a check, I believe. Can you tell us, and then it ended up, it was 10 times more money, and it was she never had to do one thing.
Well, in defense to the insurance companies, and when they, come out and look at a claim, they're obligated to pay you what they feel the claim is worth.
Mm-hmm.
So you may not agree with it. It may be nowhere near where it's supposed to be, but they're obligated to pay you what they think right away. And you cashing that check doesn't stop you from negotiating the claim, hiring a public adjuster, suing them down the road, within the, time frames of your policy. But they're obligated to give you what they feel it's worth.
But I think it's important that you mention that, though, because I think a lot of listeners out there are going, I heard that once I cash that check, my claim is closed. So
absolutely not.
That's a total myth, huh?
That used to be back in probably our parents' days.
Wow.
I'm talking a long time ago, but mm-hmm. You can cash a check. You lose your right to litigate it sometimes at 1 year or two, depending on your type of policy, whether it's commercial or homeowners. But no, you can always negotiate, and you can even negotiate beyond that time period. It's just you don't have that right anymore. And as far as your initial question, there's plenty of stories, and I'm just one public adjuster, where we've come in and made significant changes to estimates, whether it's going from 5,000 to 10 or even 5 to 7, that's still a significant amount to that individual.
Mm-hmm.
And I've certainly had wins way, I can certainly tell you some stories.
I really want everybody out there to know that this company that I have worked with before, I've never met Todd before yesterday, actually, and today's the first day I'm having on the radio, but I really wanted him to come on because I know his company, Property Adjustment Corporation, again, from Doylestown. He actually, again, has his own company, Superior Adjustment Services, and he is licensed in New Jersey, Pennsylvania, and Delaware. And, the number that we have here for getting in touch is 877-355-FIRE, F-I-R-E, 3473. So what I want to real quickly ask you is, when it comes to fire, what kind of situations do you guys handle?
We handle all sizes of claims. I've personally worked on, million-dollar losses as both a public adjuster and an insurance company adjuster for Nationwide. And as a company, you know, we just celebrated our 25th anniversary property adjustment. This is now in our 26th year. We've handled all sizes of claims. We generally don't, I don't want to say ambulance chase. We're not really chasing the fire trucks, but we've certainly handled plenty of fire claims. And again, I was a fire adjuster for, you know, years and nationwide. So we can handle pretty much anything and, you know, get people out there. And, you know, if you need somebody to clean something or patch something or put a, you know, board up on your roof, we pretty much can arrange everything.
Well, that's another really, really cool thing to talk about for people out there. And again, this is Talented People 416, actually, on the 27th of January. If you're listening out there and you just went through, you know, the snowstorm here in Hunterdon County or anywhere in any of the states I mentioned here over the past weekend, and if you have a situation, if you're not even clear about whether or not it's covered, you have absolutely no reason not to tell your family, friends, loved one, whoever, to just get in touch with the Property Adjustment Corp. And I think if you just put in property adjustment, it comes up, pops up first, at least I saw it on Google and Yahoo, in Doylestown, again, serving the whole area. But you can at least get a consultation for free, a free inspection perhaps, and you can tell them what it is. And, you know, it's like they know, like, the real, you know, information that you may not even have an idea about. So if you call your insurance directly, you could say something wrong, like you say, you know, you may not even understand. Now, what I also want to mention, if you don't mind, Todd, is to when something happens and then the person who has the issue at hand needs like emergency services, perhaps, a lot of times they don't even put it in the claim because they're afraid that they're going to get dropped or they're going to have to pay a deductible. And on the other hand, they're thinking it's going to take me years and years to get or whatever my money, so they don't do anything, or they literally do their own like work on, you know, trying to get whatever, maybe water damage or whatever it is. Can you talk about, like you said, some of the services that you guys can get to that gets that homeowner without even a lot of out of pocket some help immediately?
Oh yeah, I mean, if we get a call and then, you know, for example, your basement flooded because your hot water heater went. You know, traditionally, that's going to be a covered claim, you know, assuming you have your normal HO3 type of, you know, policy.
And what is an HO3?
Yes, I can get someone like a ServPro or, you know, those type of companies, although I don't personally recommend them. We can get somebody out there to, you know, get the process started, you know, or get your roof patched or, you know, try and locate a hotel for you or whatever the situation is. You know, we try and assist you on that. And, you know, my cell number is 215-778-6275. And, you know, I'm always, you know, if I'm around and I try to be around, we're always ready to, you know, help people out.
What about like when, like sometimes they even have like a direct bill thing, right? Where you don't even, with the person who's experiencing this problem, they don't have to think about every detail. They let you guys handle it and you guys know how to get the insurance companies to give them some help without even going, you know, too far in their pocket, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Because I don't think people understand what they have in insurance policies. I think that's the first thing I'm trying to help get the word out about. For one, you mentioned an HO3 policy. What is that?
Well, the typical homeowner with an HO3 policy, they call that like an all-risk policy. So if something happens to your home, it's covered unless they have a physical exclusion in the policy to exclude it, such as wear and tear or rot. But even when you say rot, yeah, rot's not covered, but if your front porch falls down from rot, it is covered. So even that being said, there's exclusions in the policy. You know, of course, if you do something on purpose or your dog bites something, you know, they're not going to, you know, pay for it. But so in general, yeah, something happens to your house, it's covered unless the insurance company can read your policy and show you on page 4, line this, we don't pay for, you know, rotted subfloor, for example.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that would be, a common example.
I'm really thankful that you're on the call today because I think there's a lot of people out there. I know that we're going to share it also. The archives are available. They'll run again all through the weekend. You can look on the archives at the Hunterdon Chamber, and you'll also be able to follow us on Twitter to see us position this out there in case you want to listen to it again or share it with anybody. But I do think that it's important because, I mean, again, can you just give us an idea about what you recommend experts to repair refurbished property or contents? I also want to ask you about some of the basics that people just don't, they don't realize they have coverage for.
Well, that's it. I mean, when you say you have an all-risk policy, there can be hundreds of things that can happen that are covered that you really wouldn't even think about. And I couldn't even, name them.
Well, you just, you said so. Go ahead. Sorry to interrupt.
No. It's just, if it's not excluded in that policy, it's covered.
That's amazing.
You know, they may broaden the exclusion, they may be difficult, or they may deny something, that's covered, but we feel, that's not covered, but we feel it is covered, then we got to go in there and explain, and it's not just, pointing and arguing. We got to go in, look at the policy, review what happened, get the facts, and get them to change their mind, which, we can do. When we try and be as successful as, as possible. If for some reason we can't and we truly believe you're not being treated fairly, then we have attorneys that are versed in, going after property claims.
Well, it's interesting.
That we could recommend. Well, but we're going to give it our best.
Well, the thing is, when you mentioned that, okay, so say someone out there is listening and they did call their insurance company and they were denied, and they're listening to this conversation and they're like, oh, I wonder, could I reopen something? What about that?
Yeah, absolutely. You can reopen it. Again, you can always call me on either the office or cell and we can discuss it. And if we feel it's wrongly denied, you can certainly reopen it. They have to address it. And each state has various languages, but if you send a letter or do correspondence, they're obligated to respond to that.
Do they?
And we certainly can reopen it. Now, if we reopen it a year later, mm-hmm. you can't sue them or litigate it because you've already expired it in mm-hmm. most cases. Mm-hmm. But no, we can certainly reopen claims, and it happens quite a bit. In general, you want to get the first call so it's not a mess when it gets to us. But yes, you can certainly reopen a claim.
That's so interesting. All right. So tell us a little bit about how you get paid.
Legally, we have to do it on a contingency fee basis, which is basically a percentage of the claim.
Which is great.
And, if your house burns down, I hate to say percentages because every claim, every policy, every house is different. But generally, the PAs might be around, and public adjusters might be around 10%. And then they're higher for smaller matters.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But again, at property adjustment courts, we're not getting involved unless our fee is going to be little, if any, impingement on, you getting your house fixed or you're getting your business back in order.
Right. And again, just to anyone out there who may not understand what we were just saying, it's basically, okay, you had, water stuck up on your roof during the snowstorm, as an example. The interior of the house warmed it up and somewhere in the water drained through, perhaps a nice dam or whatever you just explained. You can actually call Property Adjustment Settlement Company, which is, again, his name is Todd. He's on the line here calling from Doylestown. They will give you a free consultation and perhaps come out to your house and do a free estimate based on the information that you talk to them about. And then they work on a percentage so that you don't have to pay anything out of your pocket, correct?
Yeah. Basically, if we don't collect anything, a percentage of nothing is nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Although I try not to get involved in matters
right.
where we're not going to collect anything.
And even you said, that also there's situations where sometimes the person may have a high deductible where that, when that happens, you just say, your deductible is so high, it's not worth it for you. Right? So you kind of.
Yeah, that's another good thing you brought up is that people say, if you have a high deductible, I just had one yesterday, $2,500 deductible. They may have had that much in damage. Maybe not. It's not really worth it. But in saying that, not just because you put in a claim, your rates don't automatically get dropped, or your rates raise up, or the insurance company drops you. It really depends. In New Jersey, I've got to be a little more careful with putting in claims because New Jersey is not quite as friendly
mm-hmm.
to the insured as Pennsylvania is. But you got, you know, we can definitely, you know, help you.
Yeah, and people out there who haven't had a claim, you know, you need to know that the insurance is there for a reason. And I just feel like it's often an intimidation type of thing. I'm just intimidated by contracts. I'm intimidated by things. So I don't tend to look up and say, I need help. And I just don't even realize what I have here. But that's what, you know, you guys are really good at. And it's, you know, you're out there listening. You're putting your hands, you know, you're putting your information in the hands of professionals. And that's what they do. And so I'm just a big advocate. I love learning about new industries and situations and services. So if you're out there and you have one special, get in touch with us, because it's already 4:26 and I want to offer Todd a minute to say anything else you might have on your mind.
I guess the only thing I would say is that, you know, when we're out there, and not everyone can do it, but we're going to review your policy and, you know, confirm it's an HO3, confirm you have coverage. And if possible, if I have all the relevant information, I can tell you, yeah, your rates are going to go up 10% for the next 3 years. It might be $300, $30. Might not be a big deal when we're talking about a $10,000 loss. But I try and make people aware of that.
Right.
You know, if your rates are going to go up. And then there's certain claims that happen that they consider cat claims or catastrophe, like Sandy. If you had a claim during that, your rates shouldn't have went up. And, you know, because everybody's having a claim.
Wow.
Therefore, the insurance companies can't really charge you for that.
So
we try and let you know the pitfalls of putting in a claim, whether you use this or not, even if it's, you know, a slight, you know, raise on your premium. But we try and make you aware of that. That would be what we would do. Part of the initial coming out, you know, like you said, for free to see what you have going on.
Well,
I appreciate you. You know, give me some time, giving property adjustment, you know, time. We, like I said, celebrate our 25th anniversary last year, and we appreciate any opportunity to help anybody in the area.
And I do want to let everybody know that I have worked with this company for about 15 years now. My father and my mother used their services a number of years back, and so I've kind of, you know, been associated, and I just am attesting to the quality that, you know, just extraordinary interest, extraordinarily experts in their field. And to me, you know, you can't do better than going to the experts when you need help. And so their name is, again, Property Adjustment Company Corporation, Property Adjustment Settlement Corporation, I think, even officially.
It's Property Adjustment Corp.
Okay, got it. And then they're Doylestown.
Yeah, in Doylestown. And our email is adjusters@propadj.com. And again, my cell is 215-778-6275. You can call me anytime. And if I'm, for some reason, can't handle it, I'll get somebody.
And Todd, it's Pewter Ball, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you know, I want you to know, like, he mentioned something that, you know, is very important to me to reiterate a little bit out there, is that, you know, he was saying, you know, they're not in it for this rinky-dink thing. They're not like ambulance chasers. They're not trying to start any problems. They're just listening to help, and they also survive on friends and family recommendations, and that people understand what they do. So, you know, when you're talking to them, they're looking out for you. They're like your lawyer agency in a way, like, you know, handling the communications to your insurance company. And really what they need is for you to understand what they do, call upon their services, see if they can help you. And then if after you have a good experience like I've had, then, you know, you could kind of put your name on them and share them and their information with other people who, again, I just believe it's all about even knowing that these services exist. I'm seriously telling you, my oil person and my electrician, they weren't even aware that these things happened. And this is like from 5 years ago. So you never know. Hopefully you guys got something out of it today. And if you have any questions, you can always get in touch with me here at the 100 Chamber radio station. It's Jeannie Murphy, Colleen Kelly, my business partner with Jeannie Murphy Public Relations and Mariah Media. And Todd, thank you again. Is there anything else you want to say?
Again, the last thing would just be, you know, I'll look at any size claim, because a $2,000 claim to you might really be five, or $5,000 might be 15. And, you know, we don't just handle large losses. There's companies that all they do is large losses. Well, we help the little guy. And, you know, hopefully, you know, New Jersey doesn't change any laws to you know, make it more difficult for us to do that. You know, the majority of my claims really are on the mid-sized claims. So don't call public adjuster because it's only this, because it really might be that. you know, more than that. And that's all, and I really appreciate your time, you know, letting me come on today.
Oh, my gosh. No, it's, you know, thank you for sharing your information and what you do. Todd, I just wish you guys all the best over there. Happy 26th anniversary. And, again, if you guys need to get in touch with them, just look them up, Property Adjustment Corp, Doylestown, and ask for Todd. All right, I'm going to let you go, Todd. Have a great day.
All right, hey, thanks. Have a great you know, rest of your day.
You too. Take care of yourself.
Yep.
All right, so now I'm serious. Do we bring you talented people or what? I'm talking about, it's tough, by the way, to find the companies that you're actually going to put your name on. And like I said, I've known this company for a number of years, and I just thought it was interesting because so few people even understand the service is available. And to be honest with you, I wouldn't even think of calling anyone in my insurance world unless I called a property adjuster first if I had a claim, because basically I just want to know that I am being looked out for. And sometimes, you know, it's a little gray in there as to whose side of the fence someone's on for you. So not to be negative, because I try not to be, but today I'm being a little bit, haha. I'm going to put on a rewind because I got to run. Talented People is going to rewind a conversation on camera from Talented People Television at Princeton Community Television with Chris Phelan, who is the president of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. I adore him. I thank so much with Colleen, the Hunterdon Chamber Radio, for having us have our shows. And I just want you to listen to some information, learn more about him and the chamber. So have a great week. Thanks again for listening. And again, I want to thank Scott Crass out there for his Statesman and Mischief Maker books, because they're just awesome. So take care and thanks again.
Hi, I'm Jeannie Murphy, the Talented People. Welcome to the show and thanks for watching. Today it's my honor and privilege and pleasure to have the president of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce in the studio. His name is Chris Phelan. Welcome to the show, Chris.
Thank you, Jeannie. It's a pleasure to be here.
It's so nice to have you here. When I think about Hunterdon County, I think about you, because you're all about Hunterdon County. You're always so supportive. You're all around the state doing all kinds of things, sitting on boards and looking out for Hunterdon County.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
Let's start from the beginning. Tell us about how you became the president of the Hunterdon Chamber.
Well, I came on board. It's actually hard to believe, coming up on 7 years. It'll be 7 years this October. But spent some time prior to that in Middlesex County, where I served as the president of the Middlesex County Chamber for 5 years. Was up in Warren County before that, and with that organization about 7 years. But had my own business, actually, before that. And it was a great, great opportunity that I had in Flemington. It was a trolley company that used to run in Flemington.
So cute.
And you know, one of my business mentors said, you know, you really got to get involved with the Hunterdon County Chamber. And I did that as a business person, as someone who was a solo entrepreneur, mm-hmm. and really benefited from my membership and involvement, you know, with the chamber. And that really got me kind of hooked on the real value and impact that chambers can have, both on an individual but also on the community. So it was a great opportunity 7 years ago when Suzanne Legay, my predecessor, announced her retirement to throw my name in the hat, and I've had a great opportunity to work with this now 99-year-old organization. We're coming
congratulations.
Up on our 100th anniversary.
That's
next year.
So exciting.
So we're excited.
What about, so with membership, also just to talk about the Hunterdon Chamber,
sure.
you actually are the whole county, where that there are other chambers within the county.
There are, like most areas in New Jersey and throughout mm-hmm. the country, you know, there are a lot of local business organizations. So although we represent Hunterdon County, the 26 municipalities, as a larger voice for business, we distinctly want to work with and try to the best we can with all of our local business organizations. Mm-hmm. I think, you know, New Jersey has that kind of DNA of home rule, but as a regional organization, as a county organization, we're able to go beyond the walls of just Hunterdon County and get that message out both throughout North Jersey, throughout the state, and even up on a national level. And I think that's a very important role that counties play, to be that bully pulpit and that advocate, you know, for business, you know, throughout our region, not just members, but our business community on the whole as well.
Tell us a little bit about Hunterdon County.
Well, Hunterdon County is a wonderful county, as you know. Mm-hmm. You know, it's a beautiful, bucolic county that has a rich history, you know, about it. And we're a small county, you know, a county of just over 125,000 individuals.
Is that right? I did not know that.
It is, and we're a county, though, of 450 rolling, beautiful square miles of, you know, much of our agricultural history is still alive and at work in Hunterdon County. We've got many active farms, both commercial farms and recreational farms. But we also have, you know, pockets within the county that are our business centers. About 9 or 10 of our 26 towns really represent those kind of business-centric counties. So whether, you know, folks are coming out...
What are a couple of those? I know Flemington would be one, right?
Well, Flemington, definitely. The Flemington-Raritan area is the largest of that. And then you move up to the northern end of our county, and you've got Clinton Township, Clinton, that Lebanon
so
corridor out to White House Station. You've got, you know, great communities like Lambertville.
And, the river towns.
Our river towns, Frenchtown, Milford. Wonderful towns that are built on a tourism economy. So there's really a mix. I mean, Hunterdon County is going through some changes like the rest of the state. Mm-hmm. I mean, we were a county back in the 1970s, a population of only 70,000. We peaked at almost 130, and 30 years later, we're at 125,000. So a lot of change. But still, you know, I think we are a small community as a county. Mm-hmm. And I think that's the home appeal, both for people that have their businesses in Hunterdon County, people that work in the county, people that visit the county, is that we still are what Jersey gets referred to so often, 20, 30 years ago, what Jersey was. We're still that hometown.
Right.
And that engagement in community.
Well, how does it feel for you? I know for myself, I'm a longtime resident of Hunterdon County,
sure.
Like to be part of the community and to be part of business as well as you are. Representing us, being that you have been in the county for how many years? Like,
For a long time. And being a part of that change and then going out and being part of other communities and coming back to Hunterdon has given me a great perspective. Mm-hmm. You know, I think Hunterdon County has some tremendous assets. Now, we are like New Jersey, mm-hmm. I think, as a business community. We're at a crossroads.
Mm-hmm.
You were with me down in Atlantic City last week at the New Jersey Business Summit, and we heard, about so many of the challenges that the business community faces. But I'm still very optimistic, you know, and I think Hunterdon, we can talk some more about that, you know, has some tremendous opportunities for businesses to grow. We've obviously lived in a very competitive region over mm-hmm. that time,
mm-hmm.
and I don't think that that really has caught up to Hunterdon over the last 2 years. It's really caught up. So although we've seen, like Jersey, businesses leave and we've seen residents leave, I still think we have tremendous assets, starting with our people,
mm-hmm.
Our schools and our towns. And, you know, I think the list goes on in terms of those opportunities. So I think our future is bright.
You know, yes, it is.
That's distinctly
absolutely
my message. And that's the message I take, you know, when we go out throughout the state, or I participate at the state chamber or with NJBIA, or our efforts around tourism, is that, you know, we've got these unique assets in Hunterdon County, and it's something that, you know, we treasure, and we want to share that with others and have that opportunity for them to participate as well.
Well, for us, being the residents of Hunterdon County, for you to be our leader, you know, I have to say...
We have many leaders,
but I think of you as Hunterdon, Mr. Hunterdon in a way, and because you are at, like, Atlantic City for the first, you know, it was the first New Jersey Business
sure.
Summit, and Hunterdon County was there, but it was like there you were looking out for our best interests as always.
Right.
I thank you for that.
Well, I think that's an important role. You know, a county chamber, one of our distinctions is that role, is that mm-hmm. we are a voice for business. I mean, our primary mission for 99 years continues to be looking and advocating for the best interests of the business community. I mean, we do that mm-hmm. through, you know, very active committees, our business and government committee. In fact, Bill Flahive was on that panel representing some of those employer issues that, you know, it's so tough. Small business is the backbone of our county. It's the backbone of New Jersey, but small business is there running their business day to day. So to get out there and really advocate on those needs and put those issues forth, it's wonderful that we have organizations like the Hunterdon County Chamber to do that and get that voice to be heard. It's through our business resources and our educational programs, and you've participated in some of those, that really, again, we provide those benefits and opportunities to strengthen, you know, business locally. And those are important as well.
Right. Well, you know, I think it's interesting also that the chamber, let's talk about membership, just to start from like the
sure.
basics, as far as like, I'm a business owner with Colleen Kelly, my business partner, you know, and we are a member of the chamber.
Right.
And I have found that for one, from the first day, I always say the first day that we joined, I think we've gotten at least, we got like five customers in like a month and a half, of just
right.
because it's so supportive of each other. Everybody, there's so many benefits to it. It's a very reasonable price. We're looking at one of the covers of the magazine that you actually have published and then have out there to how many different places?
We distribute well over 25,000 print copies of that magazine.
And in like four color or so.
Sure.
It's a directory.
Piece.
So our company is listed inside. I mean, so many services. We're going to get to that. I want to talk about the radio that you offer. Also, talk about membership though, as far as.
I think membership, you know, and folks think of, you know, Chambers maybe somewhat in a historic sense, but I think, you know, Chambers today and the 100 is there, and it's kudos to our board of directors, our 200 active volunteers, because we've got to be current, we've got to be fresh. So the value that we provide is there for the taking, and it's one of those things, members that do get involved, that do get engaged, you know, get a return. There's an ROI for that minimal, you know, investment. The bigger investment is the time and energy that goes into cultivating relationships. I mean, we get it in the business community. We get it at the chamber. Technology is part of our future. It's what's going to propel us forward. Mm-hmm. But at the end of the day, business is built on trust.
Yep.
And to build that trust, you've got to build those relationships. And those relationships are critical. So the chamber provides, you know, those platforms and opportunities for big business, small business, medium-sized business, individual entrepreneurs to come out and have that opportunity to cultivate those relationships.
Right.
And I think that's critical. That's at the core of many of the programs and platforms, you know, that we provide. And again, that value is very relative to, you know, maybe what your expectation is or what your need is.
Mm-hmm.
And we do that, you know, through the 18 plus committees we have. We sponsor on an annual basis over 50 events and programs. You know,
I don't know how you do it.
A monthly basis. Yeah, so it's one of those things, but it's being current, it's being valued, driven, you know, at the end of the day,
mm-hmm.
and really trying to make sure that, you know, what we're providing to our members and the broader community. We also recognize that there are many folks that either can't join the chamber or for whichever reasons don't want to join the chamber. We really don't take that parochial perspective. It's just about membership. That kind of goes beyond, and that's some of the new initiatives that the chamber is very excited that we're going to be announcing in 2016.
Well, what about if a business or a business leader would like to be a member of the chamber? Is there a geographical restriction, or can anyone join?
Yeah, we have a company in California that's a member of the chamber. We have companies from Bucks County, PA.
Because I know this station, you know, broadcast streams online, as we're going to get to the radio as well. But you know, residents of Princeton are watching this, and a lot of them do transfer.
From Mercer and
Princeton,
and that's not again uncommon. You know, in terms of county chambers, regional chambers, to have folks that are from other business communities that want to do business in that marketplace.
Right.
I mean, that's the great entree to you know, get engaged and involved. And I do want to say, and again, I'm saying it proudly and again, insular to the chamber community, but I think unequivocally, those that engage themselves in chambers and like business organizations are really the ones that get involved in the community. They're the doers. You know, you talk about 20% of the people do 80% of the work.
That's exactly right.
Today, maybe 10 or 15% of the people, but those are the people that are at the table, you know, trying to make a difference and make an impact for both individual businesses, community organizations, the community at large, and the county at large.
Well, that goes right back into your leadership thing. So let's hear about the leadership, because it's very important. And also, I love the way you were talking about the fact that Hunterdon County does still have its agricultural side, where the wineries are there, and you do all this research and white papers, and then so many are educated, really. So tell us about the leadership program.
Yeah, we're very proud. The Leadership Hunterdon marks its fifth year. In fact, next week we kick off our fifth class. And it was a program that we looked at that came out of a long-term strategic plan. And as I said earlier, you know, our state, our county, our communities are changing, you know, at the end of the day. And we really looked long-term to see a program that could kind of address, you know, that future need for leadership in our community, whether it's, again, nonprofit organizations, community organizations, civic organizations. How do we grow that next generation, whether you're new to the workforce or somebody who's mature and been part of the workforce and looking now at a different point in their life to get involved? That was the birth of Leadership Hunterdon.
Mm-hmm.
So we're so excited over this kind of five-year window to see this program begin to mature. And it's really the first chapter of the program. But it's a program designed to immerse individuals into the community, to understand the issues. So over 9 months, our class travels. They travel around Hunterdon County. They meet with the business community. They meet with leaders from economic development, from community development, from education, from the medical field, all across, almost 80 leaders they meet in 9 months.
That's incredible. And how many people are in the program every year about?
We average the class size 8 to 12.
Wow.
We've had now, I guess we marked the milestone of 40 graduates this past June.
Congratulations.
Yep, we've got another 9 that start with us on Monday on this journey. And interwoven between, you know, the meetings and the class sessions that happen over 9 months is a whole curriculum around personal leadership development, managerial skills, and there's a business dividend as well. They are meeting, you know, the top, go back to the old term, Rolodex of Hunterdon County.
Yeah.
They're meeting with the folks from all these different industries and perspectives. They're also bonding as a class and developing very close relationships, and we've launched an alumni association that's been brought into it as well.
There's a lot of cool
dimensions. You mentioned the white paper,
yeah,
and that's the big leave behind for Hunterdon County. Each year we identify a project over a certain topic, an issue that's really critical and important. Well, Hunterdon County, you know, again at this crossroads, embarked roughly about a year and a half ago on the development of a comprehensive economic development strategy.
Okay.
To look at where is Hunterdon County going to be in the next 15 to 20 years? And this was led by our Board of Chosen Freeholders. Mm-hmm. The Chamber was one of the stakeholders at the table for that year-long process, consultants brought in and the like. So we looked at this year's past class and we said, you know, how could they contribute to the future economy of Hunterdon County? And we focused in on one of those assets, one of those untapped assets that's just starting over a 10, 20 year window to blossom, and that's our wineries in Hunterdon County. Tapping back into that agricultural history, mm-hmm, that agricultural business. Mm-hmm. How do we repurpose farms? Hunterdon was once the chicken capital of the world.
I did not know that.
We were once the peach tree capital of the world. Up and through the early 1900s,
wow,
we produced per capita more peaches in Hunterdon County than Georgia.
Oh my goodness.
150 trains a day came in and out of Hunterdon County in terms of transporting peaches,
wow,
all over the country. Unfortunately, a terrible plague came through, an infestation of a bug, and they had to literally torch these beautiful orchards.
Oh boy.
So I think, you know, you look at it, we were the dairy capital for a stretch there. We're into that next chapter.
We're jack of all trades.
Yeah, we're in the chapter of
agriculture. I love it. No, I love it.
Yeah, agriculture is a
business.
That's
pretty cool. You know, I never knew any of that.
Yeah, it's a commodity that contributes to our economy. So they looked at the wineries, they looked at the possible expansion, and the white paper, which is available up on our website, be happy to share that with anybody as well, takes into account the possible expansion of about 20 to 25 to possibly 30 more wineries in Hunterdon County. We've got the farmland, we've got the capacity. Most importantly, and I'm no wine expert, I got a little more knowledge out of our process over 9 months, we've got the soil. The soil that is so competitive when it comes to winemaking. And we've got this incredible richness in our soil that is just fertile and waiting for investors to come in. We're very excited. They met with our current winery folks. We have one farm that actually wholesales grapes out as well. And they're excited too, because the possibility of bringing more investors, more wineries, mean more people.
Absolutely.
And you know, this kind of myth that Jersey's wines aren't as competitive as California, New York is slowly getting hit.
Hi, I can tell you that we know one of our clients, you know, Bart Jackson, who's the Garden State Wineries guide. There was a competition and New Jersey's Merlot beat against the California Merlot, right, you know, about 10 years ago.
And we're in those early stages.
And that's crazy.
We're babies in the wine industry.
Yeah. Right.
And I think 50-some wineries around the state.
They're so beautiful, too. You know, it's an experience. And,
sure,
you know, it's kind of fun about Hunterdon County, though. I love that. And I know they have the wine trails all across the state. But right, in particular, in our Hunterdon County, you could actually take a bike ride and go out and see like 3 or 4 of them within a couple hours of each other and have a good time.
Yeah, some great wineries,
so
Unionville Winery, Old York Wine Cellars. We've got Beneducci up there in Pittstown, a fairly new winery. So it really is. We've got this great jewel that, you know, I think, again, our leadership program took a real good analysis at, as any almost consultant would have done to
very
come in.
Very exciting.
And we've contributed back. Now they're taking it on the road. They're going to be presenting to our chamber board. They're going before the Hunterdon County Planning Board. They're going before the Agricultural Board. Just spoke down in Atlantic City with the president of the New Jersey Wine Growers Association.
Really?
We're going to do an event with them.
Wow.
We want to make this thing alive and make it impactful. And that was really, again, that other leg of Leadership Hunterdon's ultimate mission is to have traction and an impact to our economy.
And the and the members of the leadership committee at the end, there's the videos out there that they can watch, but they were so fulfilled by the experience, like what
Without
you were talking about. Like, I mean,
I got to give a credit to your son. Your son has done our video the last 2 years,
Michael.
And he's done a phenomenal job on our videos. And I encourage anyone to take a look at the videos because they say far better than I, the true testimony.
I say the
experience.
The feedback that they gave, the genuineness of their participation, that how much they really, at the end of the day, got out of it. And they went in knowing they were going to get stuff out of it. But at the end of the day, when you're talking, it was just pouring of education, emotion, caring about it. It's like a fell in love with Hunterdon County type
Without
of experience.
Yeah, there's
and like you said, the Rolodex isn't bad to know either.
It isn't. Everybody. It isn't. And the cool thing now, out of the 40 alumni, at least 30 we know of, where we're still going through constant communications, we formed this alumni board, as I shared, have gotten now involved in the community. In fact, one of our alumnus talks about if she had not gone through Leadership Hunterdon, she would have never stepped up. And now Carolyn Scott sits on council out in Frenchtown on their governing body, ran for public office.
Wow.
And it was a direct result, a call to action. Others have joined boards and joined committees and organizations. And it's really exciting because that's what it's about. I mean, when you look at a community, I'm going to be biased again, as great as Hunterdon County.
I'm a fan. Don't worry.
You know, it's one of those things. I love Princeton. Mm-hmm. Princeton is a beautiful community to, visit. But, you know, when you look at it, it didn't happen by chance. It happened because it was an intersection of so many things, from education and nonprofits and our healthcare system to our community and our businesses all coming together. And I think when you look at communities, unfortunately, that have begun to be pulled apart, you know, it comes down to leadership. And
yes,
that's why this program is so important, to shore that up and keep cultivating that awareness and engagement.
And throughout that process, you also had some pretty prominent, you know, authors and so on come in and train. Just there was some really serious.
We're very excited. Yeah. Paul Marciano has been part of our program since day one. In fact, our kickoff, I thank both you and Colleen. You know, Monday night, Dale Caldwell is going to be back to speak.
Everybody knows him who's watching the show.
We're very excited about having him back for a second year. And we've had Jim Barnowski, and the list kind of goes on. Some great, authors and experienced folks on leadership and trainers.
Right, because the experience itself is just, we couldn't even speak enough about it. Let's talk about the foundation now.
Sure. Yeah, the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce Foundation is something brand new. We birthed last year through many years of conversation and discussion. I mean, the Chamber of Commerce is a nonprofit entity, but we're a 501c6, and that enables us to kind of get involved on the governmental front and the advocacy front. So we looked at, again, the best practices around the country and looked at other chambers of our size and demographics and spent time researching and ultimately formed this foundation. And the foundation's mission goes beyond just the membership's mission. And that's really opened up some great new possibilities for us. That as we go forward, you know, we're stronger as a larger community. Mm-hmm. And the foundation, although complementary and concurrent with the chamber, has some great programs. And it's three kind of pillars that the foundation is built on, is around entrepreneurship, business resources, and leadership development. And those were, you know, again, to kind of strengthen our business community as a whole. We're very excited, and the board, as its first kind of inaugural project, is working towards the establishment of a center for business and entrepreneurship. We know that, again, the backbone of our economy is small business, whether it's a solo entrepreneur, a 50, 100-person company. Mm-hmm. And we know that we've got to continue to strengthen, grow, and or cultivate that kind of atmosphere. And the center's focus, as it's now being developed, is going to be very exciting, because we're going to be bringing in state-of-the-art equipment, technology, training. There'll be entrepreneurial incubation space there. It's about 5,000 square feet is what we've identified for the center.
Wow.
It's going to be right in the county seat of Flemington, right on Main Street. We've identified a property. The chamber will be housed there as well. And we're under contract now, so we're getting close move forward towards hopefully a closing by the end of this year.
Wow.
We're very excited about that. It'll also be a great boost for Flemington's economy in terms of having a property that's in need of some TLC. It's the Large House is the name of it, which is a very historic house. in downtown Flemington. It sits on the National Registry
wow.
of Historic Properties, built in 1847, has a rich business history that needs to be told.
It sounds like the perfect place.
It brought together a great intersection of things. It was home to a very prominent revolutionary law firm.
Really?
It was Hunterdon County's first bank was housed in this building.
Yeah.
Over 150, this is kind of ironic, 150 of the country's most prominent companies, from that little company called Esso that became Standard Oil, that became ExxonMobil, Quaker Oats, Eastman Kodak, were all housed in terms of their place of registry agency, their incorporation in Flemington. And from about the 1860s through the 1970s, even into the early 80s, the law firm would actually host their annual meetings, their stockholder and shareholder meetings. New Jersey at that point, up and through the 70s, was rich. We were the Wilmington, Delaware of today. We were a regulatory environment that was very pro-business. We had pro-tax rates. We didn't have a personal income tax up and through the 70s.
Oh, my goodness.
So Flemington would benefit for these decades
yeah.
of corporations coming in and hosting their annual meetings. In fact, you remember the old Hunterdon Theater.
Yes.
That was built by ExxonMobil to have
really?
Their annual meeting there with their stockholders and then given back to the community, ultimately to a private developer, and we lost that. So part of that New Jersey history we hope to kind of incorporate as well, and that rich business history. I hope someday we're going to get back to that tax environment, that regulatory environment, that pro-business environment.
That would be nice.
You know, at the end
yes.
of the day, that we can get competitive again. And we talked a lot about that down in Atlantic City.
Yes.
And business is anxious and excited, I think, to hopefully move in that direction.
Oh, God.
So we're excited about this project.
No, it's so much. And it sounds like the perfect building to start off and be fruitful with our awesome yeah. soil as well.
Sure.
Tell us about the Hunterdon Chamber Radio program.
Sure. The Chamber Radio has been a great, now entering its fourth year run for the organization. And it's something that, again, cognitive of where technology is driving. You know, when I pitched this idea to the board about 5 years ago, they looked at me cross-eyed. And now today, you look at the Apple phone, every few months a new edition is coming out, and, mm-hmm. and the internet and technology is just driving that direction. So we've been excited. Again, thank you to yourself and Colleen. You guys host and have hosted for 3 years a regular radio show.
Totally enjoy it.
We've got close to 40, you know, volunteer hosts. We broadcast live 8 to 6 Monday through Friday. The shows are converted within 24 hours into a podcast.
It is amazing.
And you look at it, it's a microcosm of not only the chamber, but of the county. I mean, mm-hmm. whether it's ShopRite hosting a show, the hospital.
Right.
You guys are bringing in tremendous talent on your show and sharing inspirational stories. We have an attorney that does a legal show. We have a financial planning show. We have a sports show. We have a music show. I left the
office. I love Good Morning Hunterdon.
Good Morning Hunterdon.
Chris Bianco.
Put a big kudos out to Chris Bianco.
Yeah.
He is our steady Monday through Friday. He's live 8 to 10, bringing you local community news. He brings on things that are happening at our high schools. He brings on nonprofit organizations promoting their upcoming charity events. I mean, he's really the glue that keeps us together, and we're just very excited. So download it at the iPhone store, go to the Microsoft store, go to the Google store, and you can download that app.
And the cars are being
yeah.
made now, like, you know,
we're very
so
excited.
You were way ahead of the game on that as
yeah,
well.
Cars, hopefully next year,
yeah.
it seems like that's going to be the next platform that you'll have AM, FM, XM, and then an internet broadcast platform on that. So this technology is here, and thank you to you and all the hosts and the listeners. We're excited
and
about
the
it, too, because we can
sure.
tell. You know, we're averaging about 8,000 listeners a month. So
that's
we know
incredible.
That people are listening.
It's really growing,
and,
too.
And using the resources. It's
and,
about resources.
Well, and also it does stream, so anyone can listen to it anywhere, anytime.
Without
so
a
with
doubt.
Social media, you know, what we do a lot of times is share
sure.
it out there. So people outside of, and even the guests themselves are really excited about being able to share with their people.
Definitely.
But I love that. But that's another perk of being a member of the chamber. I mean,
it
there's
is.
So many benefits
sure.
to it. I mean, I just can't even thank you enough on behalf of all the members of the Hunterdon
no, it's,
Chamber.
It's not me. It's the great people.
Yeah,
and
you're
again,
leading the way there.
Our board and leadership, but our members are our first and foremost, because we really do. We have such an active base of volunteers that are committed to things like our Hunterdon County Community Day. You know, we're sponsoring November 5th. The 27th annual Hunterdon County Business Expo.
Yep.
So all of these programs, or our golf outing that was on Monday, or we sponsored the Hunterdon Holiday Parade as a give back to the community in December.
I don't know how you have enough. I don't know how you have it together to
do
but you do
volunteers.
A great job.
We
yeah,
do
you said there's 200 of them or so?
When we do our annual recognition, you know, we did a, I don't think you guys made it last year to the barbecue. We did that in the fall. One of our members hosted it out on his farm out in Kingwood. You know, we invited, actually it was close to 250.
That's incredible, you know,
volunteers
really?
To come out.
Wow.
So it's without that, those active committees, engaged individuals and committed folks, there's no way that myself and or got to put some kudos out to the chamber staff.
I mean, yep.
Laura Cummins
absolutely.
Is our steadfast yeah. at the chamber mm-hmm. office. And again, a real active group of committed leadership.
Yeah,
well.
And it does feel like family. I want everybody out there to know, like I said, from the first day that we joined, where we felt like the immediate return, but also just a very, very family feeling where that everybody's looking out for each other, and
sure.
it's great to get to know everybody. So
yeah. A lot of support.
Yeah, totally. And it actually becomes a lot of fun.
It is.
So we're going to thank you guys for watching Talented People today. Again, my guest is Chris Phelan from the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. He's the president, and I'm sure you know his name. So have a great week. Thanks again for watching. Thanks, Chris, for being
thank
here.
Thank you.
Congratulations on all your work.